live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, the mobile library, Cambridgeshire's mobile library, you may have seen it passing you. One of those glorious big buses with pictures of books on the side. Very, very popular indeed. In 2019, the mobile libraries had over 30,000 visitors and they issued more than 62,000 books. What a great service that is. It stopped in Toft and a couple of weeks ago, and I went along to meet the people who run it and the people who use it.
My name's Ali Clark and I look after the mobile library service for Cambridgeshire. We've got three mobile libraries currently. We visit 85 different communities and villages throughout the county. We've got, I think it's 360 plus stops throughout the county. We provide everything from children's books, large print books, audio books, a little bit of everything, jigsaws. We also provide free hearing aid batteries, ferrules for walking sticks. We sell stamps. And we're a free, neutral, non-biased community service that delivers probably very close to where most of your listeners will be living. And it's all free. And you can use your library card that you use for any other library and use it with us.
Darren Hart, Mobile Library Supervisor, Cambridgeshire County Council. I've been in the role, it's my fourth month this month, and the role came up, sadly, earlier on this year. The chap that used to do this round, David Hamilton, sadly passed away. He'd worked for the service for 35 years. And I look on this role, it's a privilege to have taken it on. And I'm learning lots as I'm going through. It's, you know, you're providing a community service. It's almost a customer service role as well. And it's a point of contact for a lot of people that probably don't see anybody else during the day. And you get, you know, four or five people will meet up, and probably it's the only time they see each other in the month. So it's a lovely service from that point of view as well, that as well as getting the books and the other services that we provide, it's a nice community service that people can meet up at. Right, we'll walk around from the left side. The audio books on both CD, and we still have cassettes as well. The actual titles are quite old now on cassette, but we still do keep them and people still borrow them. We also have book sale books as well. Large print, both thrillers and crime novels, as well as general fiction. Large print books, as far as I know, aren't available in regular bookshops, so the libraries are the only place where you can get new titles on large print. And we walk along. Romance is a very big section on the mobile libraries, both in large print and standard print as well. We also provide lots of local studies. So there's books here, like I've got a book here on Fen Stanton, East Anglian Tales, and various Cambridgeshire local history books. So if people want to find out more about local history, they can. Thrillers, large print biography, we do. And the children's section is everything from baby's first board books to young adult fiction. And it's a nice little space for the children to have a look at books, because they can just put them on the floor and look through them. So we carry a stock of everything. Behind us, we have the crime books, both in paperback and in hardback, and general fiction, again, paperback and hardback as well. And this is probably the most used section on the mobile library. We also have a non-fiction section as well, which also includes biographies. And any books that people want to order, if we haven't got them on the mobile library, we can look on our catalogue and see if we have them in stock, and we can request them from other libraries for a small fee. It's exactly the same as a normal library. And if people have borrowed books from, say, Cambridge Central Library and think, oh, we'll nip it along to the mobile library, you can bring back books from other libraries to us. We have an internal system where we get them back to where they came from. Typical day, I normally get into work about 8:45, sort any books out that have come in, any requests or stock, brand new stock that's come in or stock from other libraries, get all that sorted, then get on the road by normally around about 9:30-ish. First stop's normally around 10 o'clock, and anything up to 10 stops a day. The routes are normally figured out, so you start sort of furthest away and you kind of work your way back to the depot. Yeah, and normally get back around 5 o'clock-ish, plus or minus 30 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got two brand new ones that are trundling around, currently up around Fenland, and one around South Cams and East Cams. And we swap the vehicles around every 3 to 4 months so that you get a different selection of books. The non-fiction, we've got everything from cookery, gardening, crocheting, mental health and well-being, fitness. We've got a little bit of everything, and anybody can use us. We're open, and everybody is welcome to come along and use the vehicle. During COVID times, some of us were redeployed to the helplines, but we also used one of the mobile libraries to deliver food to the homeless in Cambridge. So we worked with It's a City and Jimmy's and Salvation Army. We delivered about 120 meals a day to homeless people who were living in hotels at the time. And that was a fantastic service, and we did that 7 days a week. So we split it between us, and we worked 7 days a week doing that. And then we were also working on the helplines and also phoning shielded people to provide support and a regular contact to them as well. So, but now we're back. We've been back since last October. We're back on all our full routes. If you just put in CAMHS Mobile Library into Google, it'll bring it up. There's a lovely map there that you can look at where your local stop is, or if not, just email us on mobilelibraries@cambridgeshire.gov.uk. And reading is something, you know, we all watch movies and stuff like that, but I always think if you, in a book, you're creating the scene in your head, and it's a fantastic way to broaden your horizons and to not only learn new things through the non-fiction stuff, but also just takes you away places by reading fiction. And some people just absolutely love a good thriller or a love story, or, yeah.
Now I'm on my fourth month, I'm getting to know the routes a lot better now, because you only do the routes once a month, so it's not like being a delivery driver where you're the same place every day, so I'm getting used to the routes now. And you get used to people. I had a thing this week where a lady hadn't come out, so I spoke to the warden to make sure she was okay, for example. And you are that sort of point of contact for people, and if I'm not sure that somebody's come out, I'll always make sure with the local warden where the lady or the gentleman's okay.
This is a tray with two mugs and a flask and some sugar, and just delivered.
And Mary, you've been delivering hot drinks to the mobile library for how long?
Since the 1960s, I think.
Yeah, I've been here 30 years, and Mary's been bringing us a flask. And I think this flask has been around for a while, because we've been coming since I started.
Yes.
So the mobile library must have changed since the 60s, has it, a little bit?
A little, yes, but I can't... I must be very unobservant, because I can't... Yes, it's always just been an excellent service, and if there was a particular book you wished to read, they would always try and get it for you.
Thank you very much for the coffee. That's very kind.
A pleasure.
I'm Beryl.
Hello, Beryl. Hello. And how long have you been using it?
6 years, I think, perhaps more.
And what difference does it make to you having these services?
Quite a lot of difference, yes, because otherwise I think I have to go to Cumberton to the other library, whereas you've got, you know, it comes in the village, and I just live down the high street, so it's easy for me, and we meet all the different people, which is nice.
And what have you got in your hand there?
Well, I don't know what I want, actually. I like a nice bit of romance.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, so I have a selection every month.
And these are large prints, is that handy to you?
Yeah, because I've only got good sight in one eye. I can see a smaller print, but I like the big print ones, yes.
What about a jigsaw?
I do jigsaws, but mainly in the winter time. I don't get them from here. I usually borrow them from my friends. Yeah, so I've got a good selection by the look of it.
And how long have you been using the library, Joy?
Many years.
And what kind of books do you get out of the library?
Wartime ones, normally. Family ones, in the wartime ones, usually.
What difference does it make to you having the library?
Oh, a lot of difference, because I can't walk about, so it comes very handy.
And you've got company here as well, so it's nice to see people on a regular.
Yes, that's right. Once a month you meet people we don't see during the rest of the time.
Oh, and thank you ever so much to Darren, Ali and all the folk in Toft for making me very welcome on that wonderful mobile library. There's a lovely YouTube video about the mobile library. If you go onto YouTube and search Cambridgeshire Mobile Library or Libraries Week, you'll see it. And you can find out more about it and where it is and when it's stopping and what's on board at cambridgeshire.gov.uk. It's 10:40.
Cambridge 105 Radio.